On the west portico of the Capitol at noon yesterday, George W. Bush faced Chief Justice William Rehnquist to take the oath of office as 43rd President of the United States.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Moments later, the new president began his inaugural address with words designed to help heal the wounds from his bitter post-election battle with Vice President Al Gore for Florida's 25 electoral votes and the keys to the White House.
The peaceful transfer of authority is rare in history, yet common in our country. With a simple oath, we affirm old traditions and make new beginnings. As I begin, I thank President Clinton for his service to our nation. And I thank Vice President Gore for a contest conducted with spirit and ended with grace.
The official festivities of the day belong to the new president. Following his brief speech, Mr. Bush and a bipartisan contingent of senators and members of the House of Representatives sat down to lunch together as former President Bill Clinton began his journey back to private citizenship. The traditional inaugural parade followed, lasting hours through a cold, damp afternoon,